This next sample from Nova Scotia is a really good example of how much that accent has moved in the last generation. Listen to the speaker talking at the end of this clip when she begins to demonstrate some of the sounds that she hears her grandmother articulating, as opposed to her own almost more general American frame, even though she comes from Nova Scotia and has lived in Toronto for a little while. What you will hear when she demonstrates her grandmother's sound is that reduction of the ing word ending to an in. You might also note some slight difference from the general American sound in the word futile, which she pronounces almost as RP, as opposed to the fuel that you would expect to hear in American.
Medea was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to Aeetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus. Pelias's palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did in the old man. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece. Envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. Great. So, yes, I'm Canadian. I grew up in the east coast of Canada in Nova Scotia, which actually means New Scotland. But prior to moving here, I've been in Toronto for almost 10 years, which is one of the... It is the largest metropolitan city in Canada. So, living in that city definitely took away some of the more rural aspects of my accent. I would say that if I were to go home and spend a lot of time with my parents, particularly my grandparents who live in rural Nova Scotia, my accent becomes a lot stronger. Certainly more distinct The east coast of Canada.
Can you demonstrate?
Yeah, probably. If you were to be in Nova Scotia, and if I was talking with my grandmother, it's almost a little bit Irish. It's really like, they say bye a lot, you know, like a lot. They talk a lot about, we're joking about things, and it'd be like, if I was saying you're at it, you know, they'd say stuff like that too. They'd say, get yourself together, girl. You're doing stuff that's just crazy, crazy, crazy. My grandmother says a lot. She says a lot of things like, hey, bye. Really stereotypical sort of East Coast Irish mix up. They say up instead of up. They do, you know, I'm talking to my mother about things and she says, you never call me. And it's kind of like that a little bit.